The rest of the story. It was more than 500 years before the birth of Christ that there lived in the Greek colony of Croton a man named Milo, a mountain of a man so strong he could hold a pomegranate in his hand, powerful enough so that nobody could take it from him, and yet so gentle that the fruit remained unblemished. Milo could stand on an oiled surface and with apparent effortlessness resist all attempts to dislodge him. He could even tie a heavy cord around his forehead and break it simply by holding his breath. That Milo of Croton was the strongest man in the world was never disputed. None dared. Because he so closely resembled the superhuman strong men of Greek mythology, Milo became a legend even while he lived. His prowess is more of that stuff of which tall tales are fashioned. However, what I'm about to relate is a matter of record. At the Olympic Games, he was crowned six times more at the Pythian Games, nine times more at the Nemean Games, 10 times more at the Isthmian Games, 31 wrestling victories in a row, 31 no defeats, and no other athlete of ancient times could claim as much. You've heard the story of the man who could lift a full-grown bull because he'd lifted it every day since it was a calf. That was Milo of Croton. At exhibitions, he often carried a 4-year-old bull around the stadium on his shoulders. Beyond this, Milo was a military hero of some note. In fact, he commanded the army that demolished Sybaris in 511 BC. So Milo of Croton was as close to Superman as any real man can get, But this is the rest of the story. Milo was a disciple of philosopher-mathematician Pythagoras. Together, these men of ostensibly opposite nature sought the ideal way of life through equilibrium, that is, a perfect balance of all of the aspects of one's existence, body, mind, and spirit. The Pythagorean sect nourished the body through exercise, diet, and hygiene. Nourished the mind through intellectual stimulation, nourished the soul through cognizance of truth and beauty. Such an ideal balance was possible to achieve, Pythagoras said, and yet Milo of Croton would unintentionally demonstrate to posterity that not all of the Pythagorean theories were theorems. For one day the great athlete strayed from the main road between towns. He ventured deep into the forest and happened upon a tree that woodcutters had left partly split with wedges. Milo is all alone, but it's very easy to imagine what intrigued him, the opportunity to prove once again his incredible physical prowess, and so, reaching into the split in the tree trunk with both hands, Milo pulled with all of his considerable might, attempting to break the huge log apart wherein the woodsmen had failed. But instead, the wedges fell out. The wedges fell out, the log snapped shut on Milo's hands, and there he remained forever. Predators cleaned up what was left, they say. And so, without meaning to, did Superman Milo of Croton perform his greatest accomplishment, the result of which was this timeless warning that nothing, but nothing in the world is more powerful nor more potentially devastating than the human ego. That is the rest of the story.